包会领三零 pray，
低头默祷，
请同心默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we continue from the sermon.
开始今天晚上新的祷告会，请唱赞美诗224首。
奉主圣名，我们继续开始新的唱诗224。
As usual, we have ever kneeled down to pray and ask the Lord to guide us. Let's kneel down to pray.
Please be seated.
我们刚唱的 这首诗、非常有意思。
And the hymn that we just sing is very interesting.
这也反映了我们今天这个大家所学习到的今天撒迦利亚书的主题。
It's very meaningful for it reflects what we have learned in Zechariah today.
神要我们每一个人都能够回转归向他。
And God wish for every one of us to return back to Him.
我们如果每一个人都能够诚心的悔改归向神，那神一定会接纳我们。
And if each one of us can repent and return to God wholeheartedly, God will surely accept us.
我们要教会成长，我们要教会兴旺。
If you wish for the church to grow and prosper,
我们每一个人都应该在祷告的时候求神能够让我们这个去数算我们这个得罪他的地方。
And for each one of us in our prayers, we should count where we have sinned against God.
我们请看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三、二十四节。
Psalm chapter 139, verse 23 and 24.
诗篇一百三十九篇二十三、二十四节。
Psalms 139, verse 23, 24.
神啊，求你监察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。二十四节，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。这两个经节告诉我们说，我们每一个人都应该求神来监察我们。
So these two verses tell us each one of us should ask God, and we should search within ourselves.
来知道我们的心思意念看看有没有违背他的地方。
And ask God to test each one of us to see whether we have run against Him.
看看我们里面有没有这些不义的想法没有。
See if there's any unrighteous thoughts within us.
那求神来引导我们走永生的道路。
And we ask God to lead us in the way of everlasting.
我们每一个人都克服各种困难。能够下定决心来到这里，来一起要这个学习主的道理。
And every one of us have overcome all different kinds of difficulty to be able to be here to worship.
那同时呢，我们也有一个其他的目的，就是要在灵里面祷告。
At the same time, we have another purpose, which is to pray in the spirit.
那求神的灵能够充满我们每一个人。
He has the spirit of God to fill each one of us.
让我们借着神的灵，借着我们的祷告，能够把我们的心思意念清除干净。
And that through the Spirit of God and through our prayers, our thoughts may be cleansed.
当我们成为一个这个洁净的器皿的时候
，And when we have become a cleansed vessel,
那神的灵就更能够充满我们，让我们成为神的器皿。
And the Spirit of God can fill us even more to become His complete and useful vessel.
在以色列人他们要这个过约旦河之前
and, before the Israelites were about to cross the river Jordan
yeah, 那他们呢这个耶稣亚呢吩咐他们你们要自洁
and Joshua commanded the people to cleanse themselves
因为明天神必在你们中间行奇事
for tomorrow the Lord will do miraculous things amongst you
结果他们真的凭着信心当祭司的脚抬着约柜脚踏入约旦河的时候约旦河水就从上到下就这个分开成两半
So truly by faith when the feet of the priests were carrying the Ark of Covenant step into the river
那圣经特别记载呢是在这个撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住立起撑点
And the Bible records Jordan, the river and the water in the river stopped
那原来约旦河水在那个时候是涨过两岸的。
You can see at that time the the water in River Jordan actually flooded over the two sides.
那这意味着这个亚当城有它特殊的意义在。
And the city by this river has its meaning.
Yeah, 我们每一个人都带有亚当的罪性。
And each one of us carried the sinful nature of Adam.
我们没有能力以罪断绝。
And we have no power to be completely cut off from sin.
我们没有能力胜过死亡，还有神的审判。
We don't have the power to overcome death or judgment.
那我们只有靠着耶稣基督的救赎。
And we can rely on is the salvation of Lord Jesus.
耶稣就是末后的亚当。
And Jesus Christ is the latter Adam.
借着圣灵的能力，我们才能够胜过我们旧的亚当。
And only through the power of the Holy Spirit can we overcome that old Adam.
那这样呢，我们就能够像过约走约旦河甘地一样到对岸去。
by that we can be like the Israelites who walk through the dry land and cross to the other side.
所以我们既然已经克服困难来到这里，我们更应该进一步的在灵里面啊，借着耶稣啊圣灵的能力呢啊，来带领我们啊，以罪断绝。
So since we have already overcome all the hindrances to be here, then we should rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to pray more.
让我们每一个人都能够对着自己的房屋来建造。
That each one of us may start to build our own houses.
啊，让耶路撒冷成为一个整齐、联络整齐的殿。
And allow the city of Jerusalem to become this holy city.
啊，这样就没有破口。
That there will be no gap.
啊，那我们啊。怎么对着自己的房屋来建造呢
？So how are we supposed to build our own houses？
从我们自己开始。
So we have to start from ourselves。
所以，在我们啊跪下来祷告的时候，我们应该去啊思想啊我们得罪神的地方。
So when we kneel down to pray, we have to ponder upon where we have done wrong。
啊，向神悔改。
更多教会充满了问题。
求神赦免我们。
So Paul wrote to them to correct the church.
所以保罗写信给他们，要更正他们的缺点。
By that, after prayer, we will be free.
We know that at the same time, Paul also talks about the good points or the merits of the church.
但我们知道，同时保罗也提到了他们的优点。
This can be seen in chapter 1:4-9。
And when the Holy Spirit fills our heart, we can live out like the life of Christ even more.
So we see that Paul did not just rebuke the believers.
And by that, we can also overcome sin in our
daily lives. He also praised them for their good works. I think this is a very important approach in bringing back bringing people back to Christ. We must also talk about their good points and to allow them to understand that actually they have done something for God.
我告诉他们他们的优点，让他们知道说他们所为神所做的事是好的。
When we read chapter 1:10 onwards,
那么从第一章第十节。
So Paul pleaded with the members, appealed to them in the name of Jesus.
那这里保罗借着主耶稣基督的名劝勉这些弟兄们。
Because only Jesus Christ can unify the church.
因为只有主耶稣基督能够使教会合一。
Only Christ Himself can resolve the problems, all the problems in the church.
那也只有主耶稣基督能够化解教会间的问题。
Here we can see that Paul was very cautious and aware of the fact that he must.Invite Jesus to deal with the problems.
那么看到保罗这里，他非常的警醒，知道一定要让主耶稣基督来当这个问题的解决者。
So he asked the church to think about Christ.
所以他要求这个教会要思想基督。
Now when we read from verse 12 onwards,
那么从十二节读起。
Here it talks about the dissension.
那这里讲到纷争结党。
Altogether, there are how many groups or groupings in the church?
所以我们讲到总共在教会有几组的人呢？
How many of them?
有几组？
1, 2, 3, 4.
四组吗？
No, you change your mind. 3. 6.
有六组。
How do you arrive to that figure?谁？哦 ，they are more spiritual. Yeah. Can you hear what she said? No. Okay. Our sister is saying there are six groups in the church. Yeah.
这位姐妹说, 这个教会有六党的人,
apart from the four groups mentioned in verse 12,
那在十二节讲的这四组以外,
and the other one is includes those who sin against God.
那另外一组就是包括那些, 得罪神的人,
probably she refers to those who, who became puffed up after having committed sin.
或许那些在得罪神后,
the other one includes people who are more spiritual. They dislike dissension in the church.
那另外一组是比较属灵的人, 就是, 憎恶这些纷争结党的人。
So there are six.
所以总共有六组人。
Do you agree?
你们同意吗?
More, okay. There are two groups. Yeah.
所以总共只有两组人,
spiritual and non-spiritual.
就是属灵跟不属灵的。
Yeah, am I right? Yeah? Is that not true?
真的吗?
So there are two.
所以只有两种。
Spiritual and non-spiritual.
就是属灵跟不属灵的。
Yeah. This is a trick question. Sorry. Okay. We look at it again. Verse 12. Yeah. Now I say this, that each of you says, I'm Paul, and I'm Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and I'm of Christ.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
Now here it seems that Paul was dragged into the problem as well.
那似乎这里保罗他也被扯进了这个问题。
We know that he was a spiritual person. Yeah.
那我们知道他是一个非常属灵的人。
He did not wish that the church was divided.
那他也不希望教会有这样子的纷争。
But somehow people dragged him into the problem.
但不知道如何他也被揪进来了。
So we find that it was difficult for him to resolve.
所以我们可以发现，对他来讲是非常难解化这个问题。
Outwardly, it seems that he was part of the problem of the church.
那外表看起来他是部分教会问题的一部分。
So we find that this issue is not easy to address.
所以我们可以发现这个问题不是很容易能来解决。
How did he go about solving the problems?
但他是如何来解决这个问题呢？
I find that he was given great wisdom from God.
我发现说他是从神得来, 许大的智慧。
To resolve the issue of the church, yeah? Workers must be very pure in heart.
那能够来解决教会的问题, 这个圣工人员, 他们的心要非常的纯正。
There must be no self-interest.
不能有任何的私意。
There must be no biasness.
也不能有任何的偏见。
So when Paul came to these people,
所以当保罗遇到这些,
or when he wrote to them,
还是他写信给他们时,
if you read verse 13, we can see how spiritual he was.
如果你读第13节, 你会发现他是如何属灵的人。
Is Christ divided?
基督是分开的吗?
Was Paul crucified for you?
保罗为你们钉了十字架吗?
Or were you baptized in the name of Paul?
你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗?
So he mentioned his own name.
所以他有提到自己的名字。
Now, judging from verse 12 itself,
但从十二节看来,
we know that there were some supporters of Paul. Supporters.
我们知道保罗他有一些支持他的人。
But in order to resolve the problem,
但要来解决这个问题,
first and foremost, he must shake off these people, those who supported him, from supporting him.
那第一个他要, 不让这些跟从还是支持他的人来支持他。
I think this is very important.
我相信这非常的重要。
When we discuss church matter or church issues,
当我们谈论到教会的问题,
actually, we don't need to go around and rally people to support us. We don't need to do that.
我们不需要, 走遍教会求人的, 支持。
Because Jesus is in control of the church.
因为我们知道主耶稣基督他是统治这教会的。
What we need to do is to kneel down to pray.
那我们需要所做的事就是跪下来祷告。
That's why Paul said to his followers, his so-called supporters,
那这是为什么保罗对他所称为, 支撑者的人说,
Was Paul crucified for you?
我们保罗是为你钉十字架的吗?
I think when he said this to the church,
那我相信当他对教会这样讲时,
surely those who have supported him will not support him anymore.
一定这些曾经支持他的人不会再支持他。
They will come to understand that it is Christ who was crucified for them.
他们会认知说是基督为他们而定死的。
So I think in dealing with church matters.
所以当我们遇见还是在处理教会的问题时
，First we must purify our heart.
那第一个，我们需要洁净我们自己的心。
We must pray to such an extent that we know what the will of the Lord is.
我们需要祷告到一个地步，我们能够了解神的旨意是。
So that whatever we said, whatever decision we make,
所以无论我们说什么还是做什么决定
can be very spiritual,
都是属灵的
and it's always good for the church.
然后都是永远是对教会是有益处的
So Paul had this understanding because he knew who Jesus was.
那保罗有这个认知，因为他认识主耶稣是谁
He knew the relationship between the church and Christ.
那他了解教会与基督的关系
Christ is in control of the church.
那基督是教会的掌控者。
So he submitted himself fully to God.
所以他完全顺服了于神。
So in dealing a church matter.
所以当我们在处理教会问题时
workers must first submit themselves to God.
我们圣工人需要先顺服他们自己于神。
We must learn to submit.
我们需要学习顺服。
We may say, how can we submit to God?
那我们可能会问我们如何顺服于神呢
First we must understand.
那第一个我们需要了解的
Our way may not be the best.
就是我们自己的方法不一定是最好的。
Our will may not be the best.
我们的旨意也不一定是最好的。
So in dealing with church matters,
所以当我们在处理教会事情时
we wish that the will of God be done.
我们要求神的旨意成全。
This is a very spiritual mindset.
那这也是一个非常属灵的想法。
Now we go on, yeah? We come back to chapter 1.
那么翻回第一章。
We read verse 14.
读第十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
更多前书一章十四节。
I thank God that I baptized none of you except Crispus and Gaius.
我感谢神，除了基利、斯布并该犹以外，我没有给你们一个人施洗。
If you read on, verse 15 and 16.
第十五、十六节。
Lest anyone should say that I have baptized in my own name.
免得有人说你们奉我的名受洗。
Verse 16.
十六节。
Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Besides, I do not know whether I baptized any other.
我也给斯提凡家施洗过，此外给别人施洗没有，我却记不清。
Was Paul lying here?
那保罗在这里在说谎吗？
Did he only baptize a few believers?
他真的只有受施洗与几个信徒吗？
We turn to Acts of the Apostle.
我们请翻开《使徒行传》。
Acts of the Apostle, chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
We read verse 8.
请读第八节。
Acts of the Apostle, chapter 18, verse 8.
使徒行传十八章第八节。
Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized.
管会堂的基利斯布和全家都信了主，还有许多哥林多人听了就相信受洗。
Here we are told that many Corinthians believed and were baptized.
这里有记载说许多哥林多人听了也都相信受洗。
So when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 1,
所以当我们读哥林多前书第一章时
Paul says he did not baptize many.
保罗说他没有受洗许多人。
I think there are two reasons.
我想有两个原因。
It could be that he learned to forget what he has done for the Lord.
第一个可能他已经学习他忘记他曾经为神所做的功。
Or perhaps he had baptized too many people that he could not remember.
或许他受洗
How many he had baptized.
他施洗太多的人他已经不记得多少了。
We find that a spiritual person always forget what he has done.
那我们可以发现，一个属灵的人，他们常会忘记，他们会忘记他们曾经所做的事。
He forget what is behind and press on forward.
他会忘记背后，努力向前。
This is a spiritual mindset.
那这是一个属灵的想法。
So to deal with a problem and issue in the church.
所以，当我们要面对跟处理教会的困难时
，we must not too hastily, or we should not rush into it.
我们一定不要冲动的进去。
We must pray until our heart is purified.
但是我们要祷告到我们的心都已经清洁净。
We can feel that whatever we want to do is solely for the good of the church.
我们能感觉到说我们所要做的决定是为教会而。
Think about this: if we were Paul, what would we do?
我们可以想一想，如果今天我们是保罗，我们会如何做呢？
We stay in Corinth for 18 months.
我们在哥林多待了十八个月。
Being persecuted.
那我们被逼迫。
The church was established.
然后教会就成立了。
And now there was division.
现在有纷争结党。
Caused by some unspiritual believers.
就是因为一些不属灵的人的缘故。
Surely we'll tell the church, look, the church was established by us.
的确，或许我们会跟他们说，看，教会就是我所建立的。
But Paul did not tell the church in this way.
但保罗却没有这样子跟教会讲。
Instead, he talked about, you know, things that he did not remember.
但他却说了一些他不记得的事情。
Now.If you read the verse 15 again,
我们再读一次十五节。
Probably this is the cause of the problem here.
这或许就是问题的所在处。
Lest anyone should say that I have baptized in my own name.
免得有人说你们是奉我的名受洗。
Perhaps in those days, if someone baptized another person, and that someone would become a follower or a child or a student to the Baptist.
或许那时候，你如果是奉这个人的名受洗，你所施洗的人就会成为你的门徒还是使徒。
We know that this is not a very godly concept.
那我们也知道这不是一个很属灵的想法。
But somehow this idea has crept into the church.
但是不知道为什么这个想法就进入了教会。
So in solving a church problem.
所以当我们要解决教会的问题时
，Not only we try to deal with it.
我们不只要来面对。
We must know the root cause of the problem.
我们要了解它的原因在哪。
So that we can give proper advice to the people concerned.
所以我们可以给正当的建议。
We look at verse 17.
读第十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
第一章第十七节。
For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom or words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect.
基督差遣我，原不是为施洗，乃是为传福音，并不用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。
Here he did not want to baptize many.
那这里他并不想施洗许多人。
I think there are reasons.
那我想一定有原因。
We know that in the church at Corinth.
我们知道在哥林多教会。
There were workers.
那里有许多工人。
So Paul was very smart. He was given the wisdom to understand that it is important for him to leave the work.To the charisma of the workers in the church.
那他也非常聪明，也有这个智慧，知道说要将教会的工留给这些当地的工人来做。
So that he can shake himself off completely from those who supported him.
所以他可以将他可以与他自己隔离那些曾经支持他的人。
Because he's a mighty worker.
因为他是一个大能力的工人。
Everyone esteemed him.
每个人都非常仰慕、仰望他。
Because he performed miracles.
因为他会行神迹奇事。
So this is a good way to shake off people from following him.
这是一个非常好的方法，让没有人再来跟从他。
So in leading the church.
所以在我们领导教会时
，we lead people to Christ.
我们要带人到神面前。
To do that, our hearts must be very pure.
要这样行事，我们的心要是纯正的。
Our idea may not be the best.
或许我们的想法不是最好的。
This is something that we need to recognize.
但这是我们需要有认知。
We need to pray that His will be done in His church.
我们要求神的旨意在这个教会成全。
So when we read from verse 18 onwards,
当我们从十八节读起。
He talks about the power of God.
他谈论了神的大能。
The power of God to save people who believe in Him.
神的大能来救他所信他的人。
And then those who believe in the gospel,
凡相信他福音的人
know that this is the mighty power of God.
知道这是神的大能。
But for those who do not believe,
但对这些不信的人
they consider the gospel to be something very foolish.
他们却看这个福音为愚拙。
Why did Paul say all this to the believers?
但为什么保罗向这些信徒们说这些呢？
I think he was stating a fact here.
我相信他这里在说一个事实。
That if they did not follow what the Lord has laid down,
他们没有遵守主耶稣所留给他们的教训。
If they did not,
如果他们没有，
or if their hearts turned against it.
或是他们的心转向了。
Then they will consider what the Lord has said in the church to be something very foolish.
那他们会认为神的教教训为愚拙。
We know that to resolve a matter.
那我们知道要处理一件事情。
Everyone must focus on Christ.
每个人需要 需要 专目于基督。
We read verse 24.
我们读第二十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 24.
第一章二十四节。
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Here again, he promoted Christ in dealing with the matter.
再次我们看到他高举了主耶稣，高举了神基督的能力。
I think this is quite essential.
我知道这非常的重要。
Every time when we resolve a matter.
那每次当我们要解决一个问题时，
even when we try to encourage our children,
就像我们当我们要鼓励我们自己的孩子们，
don't forget to introduce Christ to them.
千万不要忘记要介绍主耶稣基督给他们。
Here he says to those who believe, to those who were called, both Jews and Greeks.
然后这里说，在那些蒙召，无论是犹太人或是希腊人，
Christ is the power of God, the wisdom of God.
基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
What is the power of God?
神的能力又是什么？
We turn to Romans.
请翻开罗马书。
We turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
We read verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek.
十六节，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
And here it says that the gospel is the power of God.
那这里说到这福音本是神的大能。
So to find a solution to the problem in the church.
所以如果要在教会的问题上找一个解救。
When we say we focus on God.
那当我们说我们要专注于基督时，
it means that we also need to find a solution to the problem from the gospel, from the truth.
那代表也是说我们要从真理来找一个解答。
Because the gospel is the power.
因为这个福音就是大能。
And here it also talks about the wisdom of God.
这里也谈到神的智慧。
Where can we find this wisdom of God?
我们可以在何处寻找到神的智慧呢？
We turn to Colossians chapter 2.
请翻开哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书第二章。
We read verse 2 and verse 3.
第二节与第三节。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 and verse 3.
哥罗西书二章第二到第三节。
That your heart may be encouraged, be knit together in love, and attaining to all riches, to the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ. Verse 3.
第三节。
In whom are hidden all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge.
第二节，要叫他们心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致丰丰足足的以致丰丰足足在悟性中有充满的信心，使他们真知神的奥秘就是基督。第三，所积蓄的一切智慧和知识在他里面藏着。
So where can we find the wisdom of God today?
在何处能今天何处能寻找到神的智慧呢？
In Christ Jesus.
就是在基督耶稣里。
In Christ Jesus mean in the church.
在基督耶稣里也代表在教会。
Because when we are baptized, we are baptized into Christ.
因为当我们受洗时，我们是受洗归入基督。
And so the body of Christ actually is the place where the fullness of God is filled.
所以主耶稣的身体也就是他的万有所拥有的地方。
So today, if we want to look for wisdom, this is the place to look for.
所以今天你如果要寻求智慧，这就是对的地方。
So it's amongst our brothers and sisters.
所以我们这有许多弟兄姐妹们。
Now, we need to understand what is the purpose of God's wisdom.
我们要了解神的智慧的用意是什么。
What is the purpose of his power?
那他大能的用意又是什么。
We know that it's to save.
我们知道就是要拯救。
To save soul.
要拯救灵魂。
To enhance our faith.
那也是要提升我们的灵性。
So when we think about the church,
所以当我们想起教会时,
even when we want to make a suggestion for the church,
那当我们想对教会提醒意见时,
we should think about this.
我们要想起这一点。
Does our suggestion contribute to the work of saving?
我们的意见对拯救的功有造就吗?
We need to question ourselves very carefully.
我们需要谨慎地来询问自己。
Because the wisdom of God is to save.
因为神的智慧就在此。
And also the verse we have read in Colossians chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 2.
我们刚刚在哥罗西书第二章所读的。
We find that this wisdom, the knowledge of God, can only be fully exemplified or revealed when we knit together in love.
那我们也知道说神的奥秘跟这个智慧是我们真的需要的时候才会向我们显现。
When we knit together in love, knit together in love. When we join together in love.
当我们同心的时候才会向我们显现。
We join together in love.
当我们在爱中联合的时候才会向我们显现。
So whatever we suggest.
所以我们无论意见是什么。
Should contribute to the growth of the church.
一定要对教会的成长有帮助。
In that it increases the love of the church.
那这样才会增长教会的爱。
This is a poor wisdom.
那这就是保罗所提的智慧。
We need to understand this.
所以我们需要对这个有了解。
That Jesus Christ is the solution.
那主耶稣基督就是我们的解答。
He is the power of God.
他就是神的大能。
He is also the wisdom of God.
他也是神的智慧。
Where can we find the power?
那我们在哪里能寻找这大能
？In the gospel, in the truth.
就是在这个福音与这个真理。
Where can we see the wisdom of God?
那我们在哪里能看到神的智慧
？When we keep ourselves in the love of Jesus.
就当我们把我们自己保守在神的大爱中。
So when we are within the love of Jesus.
所以当我们在神的爱中
，we need to think about His deed.
我们需要想起他的作为。
Like what I've said before, his deed of saving.
就像我前面所说的，他拯救的大能。
So in this way, we find that our mindset, our thinking is can be shaped and molded by the word of God.
所以这样我们会发现，我们的思想跟一切就是会被神的福音所来成影响。
Okay, we turn back to 1 Corinthians.
请翻回哥林多前书。
We read chapter 1.
第一章。
We read verse 30.
第三十节。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
但你们得在基督耶稣里本乎神，神又使他为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
For us, wisdom from God. Christ is wisdom from God.
对于我们智慧就是从神来的。
To achieve what?
要得到这个智慧。
要成就什么？
要成就。
Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
公义、圣洁与救赎。
All this is about what? Saving, isn't it?
那这些一切都是在乎。
It's about keeping the believers in Christ Jesus.
那这也是在乎于要保守信徒在神里。
So next time when you have an idea for the church.
那所以下一次当你对教会有任何意见时。
Think about this.
那就想一想这一点。
Does my idea contribute to the saving work of God?
那我的想法对神拯救的工有任何的造就吗？
Does it help to join the believers together?
它会帮助让信徒们联合在一起吗？
Now we look at chapter 2.
那我们来读第二章。
Chapter 2. We read from verse 1 to verse 5.
第二章第一节到第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 5.
第二章第一节到第五节。
And I, brethren, when I came to you, did you come with excellence of speech or wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God? Verse 2.
第二节。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Verse 3.
第三。
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Verse 4.
第四。
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. Verse 5.
第五节。
That your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
第一节，弟兄们，我从前到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。第二，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道神，不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱，又惧怕，又战惊。我说的话，讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵的大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
I want to ask you a question.
那我想问你们大家一个问题。
That's in verse 3.
那是在第三节里。
Was Paul with the members in weakness when he was in Corinth?
那保罗在哥林多的时候，他很软弱吗？
No. Was he lying?
那他这里又在撒谎吗？
What is your answer? Yes.
So when Paul was at the Church of Corinth, his heart was weak, but through the testimony of the words of God, his message was brief.
Okay. Any more? Do you think he was weak when he was in Corinth?
你觉得他在哥林多时他是软弱的吗?
Hang on. Speak louder.
God gave him a vision by night, and do not be afraid to speak in the night of silence.
Okay.
神在夜间的时候，给保罗一个意象，叫他不要惧怕，要勇敢、放胆的讲。那所以他或许曾经是软弱，但神加添他信心，他就成为刚强。
Return to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18.
翻开《使徒行传》第十八章。
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
We read verse 9.
第九节。
Chapter 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节。
Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent.
夜间主在异象中对保罗说，不要怕，只管讲，不要闭口。
Probably initially he was a bit afraid.
或许在刚开始他有一点惧怕。
Later on he was strengthened by the vision from God.
但他，obviously. 他从神的异象得了力量。
Because he stayed there for 1.5 years.
因为他在那里待了一年六个月。
Why did he recount his own weaknesses? Why did he talk about his own weaknesses?
那他在这里为什么记起他自己的软弱呢?
If you are an RE teacher,
那如果你们今天是宗教教育的教员,
or if you are a leader of a fellowship group,
或是你是一个, 团契的, 组长,
will you talk about your own weakness?
你会谈论自己的软弱吗?
Will you?
你会吗?
Obviously, being a leader, you want to show that you are strong and, you know, and capable.
那我们知道，成为一个领导者，你一定会想表现你最刚强的那一部分。
Is that not true?
所以是真的吗?
Yeah. No.
所以这位姐妹分享说，我们每个人在座都有这经验，说，每个人都软弱，可是当我们要鼓励人，说如何教导他们要战胜他们的软弱时，我们也要分享说自己的经验，就是说如何战胜这些软弱。
I think that is one of the reasons.
那我想这可能是一个原因。But
I think as we have studied chapter 1,
那当我们已经查考了第一章时,
I think he continued to debase himself for one reason, one important reason.
那我们可以看到他有一个原因，自己继续的,
自贬,
自卑自己。
Why?
那为什么呢？
So that people would not support him.
所以不会再有人来支持他。
Because some people say that they belong to Paul.
因为有人说他是属于保罗的。
We know that Paul had a very pure heart.
那我们知道保罗的心是非常纯正的。
So continue to allow the people to understand that, look, he was after all a human being.
所以他要继续让他们了解说我其实也是一个人。
In the past, when I was with you in Corinth, I was also in fear and in trembling.
那我过去曾经在你们在哥林多时我也是战惊发抖的。
It is by the grace of God that he became strong.
也是借着主耶稣的恩典他才成为有力。
So towards the end of the book, he talks about God's grace.
所以在哥林多前书的尾端他谈到神的恩惠。
Has it not been for the grace of God, he would not be able to, you know, serve the Lord.
如果不是因为神的恩惠，他并不能服侍神。
So again, we find that he is very careful.
所以我们再一次我们可以看到保罗非常的谨慎。
When we read verse 2,
当我们读第二节，
For I was determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified.
因为我曾定了主意在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
His focus was very total.
那他的专，他的他的
集中力
非常的专目。
This is a way to lead the church to focus on Christ as well.
那这也是如何领导教会来注意在基督身上。
Because the church was divided.
因为这时教会是分党。
Now Paul said to the believers.
那这时保罗对信徒说，
especially those who supported him.
尤其这些曾经支持他的人。
Look, I think of nothing else apart from Jesus Christ.
说看我什么都不想，只想着基督及他的十字架。
And him crucified.
然后他为我们钉十字架。
That is his sacrificial love for the church.
那也是对教会牺牲的爱。
So this is the approach that Paul has used.
那这也是保罗所用的方法。
Here we see that he was extremely humble.
那么这里看到他极其的谦卑。
So in dealing with a problem in the church.
所以当我们在面对教会的问题时，
First we must demand ourselves to be very humble.
第一个，我们需要让自己成为极其谦卑。
This is not easy to be humble.
这不是非常简单的事。
This is not just your problem. This is my problem as well.
那这也不是大家的问题，也是我的问题。
So when we want to resolve a matter of the church,
所以当我们要处理教会的困难时，
So we should pray to God to such an extent that we really become humble.
我们需要祈求神到一个地步，我们可以成为极其谦卑。
We know that it's not easy for him to be humble.
那我们也知道，对于保罗，这不是很简单的事。
That's why in 2 Corinthians he talks about it.
这也是为什么在哥林多后书他这样子讲。
Now we turn back to Acts chapter 18.
那请翻回使徒行传十八章。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 18.
使徒行传十八章。
Look what Paul has done at Corinth.
那我们看保罗在哥林多时做了什么事。
Look at the achievement that he had for Christ.
你看他在哥林多为神所创的成就。
First, many people were baptized.
第一个，许多相信受洗。
What does it tell us?
这是告诉我们什么呢？
Wherever he went,
无论他去哪，
each time when he opened his mouth,
每次他开口说话时，
the word of God pierced into the hearts of the listeners.
神的话就会刺透所听的人的心。
That's why these people came to believe and accept.
这是为什么是许多人来相信受洗。
Very powerful.
非常的有能力。
A sign of God's being with him.
这也是神与他同在的记号。
Not only that.
不止这样子。
The verse we have read in verse 9.
来，我们第九节所说的，
God revealed himself to him.
主还在意中向他显现。
Double confirmation from God.
这是双重的证明。
Telling him that, look, I am with you, don't worry.
那告诉他说，看我与你同在，不要怕。
He was on that level, and yet he humbled himself.
保罗虽然在一个高高在上，但他却谦卑了自己。
This is how he resolved the matters of the church.
那这也是他如何来解决教会的问题。
If we look at ourselves today,
如果我们今天看看我们自己，
sometimes we have differences.
有时候我们有许多的不同，
different opinion,
不同的意见。
Because we feel that what we say is correct.
因为我们会觉得我们所说的就是最好的。
We feel that the church should adopt what we have said.
那教会也应该来听我所要讲的。
But if we empty ourselves,
但我们如果倒空自己，
we find that our suggestion actually is nothing.
但我们会发现说我们的意见其实不算什么。
Whether the church accept it or not,
那无论教会接受还是不接受，
it does not amount to anything.
但累积起来也算无有。
So only a man of humility can see himself clearly and can see the problem of the church clearly.
所以真的是有一个谦卑的人能清楚地看到教会的问题与解答。
You can imagine if next time, or in the future, near future, if God worked with you mightily.
我们可以想象说，在今日或以后，神如果与我们大大的同工。
Can we still maintain a heart of humility?
我们还是可以持守那个谦卑的心吗？
It's not easy.
是非常难的。
Surely, truly, it's not easy.
那是真实非常的难。
Sometimes God has to bring us down to our knees.
那有时神需要亲自让我们跪在我们的脚上。
To learn how to be humble.
来学习如何谦卑。
We see that in 2 Corinthians.
我们在第二哥林多后书也看到。
Why did he talk about his own beating, how he suffered for Christ?
保罗为什么谈论他自己如何为神受难？
All these are actually the example of how Christ continued to keep him in the process of being humble.
这也是来表现神是如何一再的保守保罗，使他能有谦卑的心。
I can become puffed up.
So
can you.
所以我今天如果能成为传道，你也可以。
No, I can become puffed up. So can you.
我如果今天能够骄傲，你也可以。
Because we are human beings.
因为我们都是人。
So we have to recognize this.
所以我们一定要有这个认知。
On a daily basis, we ask God to help us.
所以在每一天，我们要求神的帮助。
Now, if you look at Paul,
那我们如果看回保罗，
he has done so much already.
他已经为神做了那么多。
But each time when he has done something,
但每次当他做一件事时，
it seems that immediately after that tribulation came.
似乎看起来患难就马上接着来到。
Why?
为什么呢？
To keep him humble.
就是为了要使他能够谦卑。
Because God loved him.
因为神如此爱他。
So God also loved us.
所以神也爱我们。
But on our part, we need to yield to the Spirit.
但我们要顺从神的灵。
So do not think that we are very wise and clever.
所以不要想说我们如此的聪明或是有智慧。
I think the longer we serve the Lord.
我相信我们服侍神越久。
The more we think that our idea is nothing.
我们会越觉得说自己的想法是什么都不是。
The only thing that we have in our mind is that let the will of God be done.
在我们心中唯一的想法就是要让神的旨意成全。
Because this is God's church.
因为这是神的教会。
Even if I do not get involved in a certain work.
就算我们不参与某种的圣工。
Our heart should be that the church, we hope that the church will grow, continue to grow.
但我们的心是要为教会，也希望这个教会继续的成长。
So Paul has this spiritual mindset.
所以保罗有这个属灵的想法。
Now we come back to chapter 2.
我们看回哥林多前书第二章。
I want you to read verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
第二章第四节。
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
第四节，我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵的大能的明证。
So here we can see how Paul relied on the Spirit.
所以我们可以看这里保罗是如何依靠神的圣灵。
We know that If you are a church board member, you say council member here.
那我们知道说，在座的，如果你是负责人。
If you are assigned to speak, say once a week or once a month.
如果你被排到每个月要报告。
Let's say this church here have seven council members.
我们想说，我们在位有七位的负责人。
All of you are arranged to speak, say once a month.
那全部的人都被安排一个月要讲话。
Sometimes we see that the members will make comments.
那我们会有时候会听到在座的信徒会有意见。
This council member is very good, speak very well.
那他们会说，哦，这个负责人他有讲话的恩赐。
This one is not so good.
那这个也不错。
If you belong to the latter, what would you do?
那你如果是第二个，你会怎么想呢？
Surely you want to do something about the situation.
那当然你想对这个情况有一些处理。
You say, I want the church to recognize that after all, I'm also capable of preaching.
那或许我们会想说，我也希望教会能知道说我其实也有讲道的恩赐。
So you may try the different ways to preach.
所以或许你会用不同的方式来传福音。
It could be that as a result, you may even go astray.
可是到结果，或许你会
走偏离道理。
But here we see that Paul remained very simple.
但到这我们可以看到保罗他一切是用简单话。
He says something which is very simple.
他讲了一句非常简单的话。
With a pure heart.
用个纯正的心。
With faith.
信心。
But with conviction.
但是有决心。
So whatever he said.
所以他无论说什么
Even though it's very simple,
虽然是非常简单的话
it touched the hearts of the believers.
却能感动信徒的心
So that is the power of God.
所以这就是神的大能
Today, you know, most of you know the Bible very well.
那今天我们在座的都对圣经有很好的认知
If I'm here to tell you about Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph,
那但我今天站在这里与你们分享亚伯拉罕、雅各或者以撒
I've heard this so many times already.
你可能会觉得说你已经听过了上百遍。
When you say this to me, it becomes a burden in my heart.
那当你这样对我讲，就成为我的负担。
What should I do?
那我该如何呢
？Maybe I'll try to invent something new.
或许我会试着要制造一些新的事情。
This is not the way forward.
那但这不是我们该行的。
We need to have a heart of simplicity.
我们需要有一个简单单纯的心。
The word of God is power.
神的话语就是能力。
As long as our heart is pure.
只要我们的心是纯正的。
So whatever we said.
所以我们无论说什么。
It carries the power of God.
就带着神的能力。
So this is how Paul then taught the church.
那这也是保罗如何来教导教会。
So that the faith of the believers will not build upon him, but rather on Christ and his word.
所以教会信徒的信心不会建立在保罗身上，而会建立在基督身上。
I will talk one more point.
那我们再分享一点。
Return to chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
Verse 6 onwards.
第六节。
Here it talks about the wisdom of God.
那这里讲到神的智慧。
But I want to talk about verse 10.
那我想分享第十节。
Verse 10, yeah.But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。
Here it talks about the work of the Spirit in revealing the message of God to us.
那这里谈到圣灵的工是向我们显明神的事。
Or revealing the deeds of God to us.
或是神深奥的事。
But we know that we have a carnal sight.
但我们知道我们是有肉体。
We read verse 14.
我们请读第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
十四节，然而属血气的人不会领会神圣灵的事。反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Oh, the carnal man does not receive the things of God.
属血气的人不会领会神圣灵的事。
Today we have the Spirit.
那今天我们有神的灵。
Maybe part of our character is still carnal.
但或许我们一部分还是属血气的。
So before we can understand the will of God.
所以在我们能了解神的旨意之前。
The most important thing is not just to search into the scriptures.
那最重要的不是只能查考圣经。
But rather to curb the weaker side of our character.
但却是要将我们这个软弱的地方。
To control.
要
来控制 put it
to控制我们软弱的地方。
So when this carnality is removed.
所以当这个属血气的部分被移除
then we find that the will of God can flow through us freely.
我们可以发现说神的旨意能轻松的从我们中间通过
We can clearly see the will of the Lord.
那我们可以清楚看见神的旨意
Sometimes we cannot see it very clearly.
那时常我们不能看清
Because we still have this pride in us.
因为我们心中还有这个骄傲
We still have self-interest.
我们还有私意
We still care very much for ourselves.
我们还非常照顾专顾自己
So,All this actually hinder us from understanding the will of God.
其实这一切就会阻挡我们来了解神的道。
So if we want to come together as a church or as a unit,
如果我们教会想要成为要合一，
then we need to cultivate ourselves.
那我们一定要灵修自己。
Remove the unrefined characters that is within us.
我们一定要除去一切凡属血气的软弱。
So that each time when we talk about God's matter.
所以每次当我们讲说神的道时，
we find that we can speak it with a good heart.
我们可以发现我们会将以一个善良的心来讲。
This is how the Spirit guides us.
那这也是圣灵如何带领我们。
Today we say we want the Spirit to guide.
那今天我们说我们希望圣灵能带领教会。
How does the Spirit guide us?
我们也想教会圣灵来带领我们。
We say we pray, pray, pray.
我们就会说，我们就要一直的祷告。
Yes, true, we pray.
所以没错，我们是要祷告。
We pray that the Spirit will guide us.
我们要祷告，求圣灵来带领我们。
And yet, deep inside, there's a part of our character which is not willing to follow Christ.
但在我们心中却有一部分不愿意来顺服主。
So to be guided by God.
所以如果要有神的带领
，the first step we should take is to remove the unrefined character within.
第一件所要行的事，就是要驱除我们心中那属血气的。
In this way, the Spirit can guide us completely.
那这样子，圣灵才能完全的带领我们。
I think this also applies to our understanding of God's word.
那我相信这也能运用在我们对神的了解上。
Have faith in what we believe.
我们要对我们所信的有信心。
Have faith in the word of God, even though it appears to be very simple.
虽然神的话看起来很简单，我们要对他有信心。
But with a heart of simplicity.
那有单纯一个单纯的心。
With a pure heart.
有一个纯正的心。
Whenever we say we preach,
那无论我们在讲话或是在宣道，
the word will emanate the power of God.
我们所讲的话就会带有神的大能。
So may God help all of us.
那愿神帮助我们。
We sing a hymn.
我们来唱一首诗。
170.
请唱170首。
Please be seated. Now we're going to kneel down to pray to give thanks to God.
那我们想要起坐结束感恩的祷告。
Kneel down to pray.